Even worse, the future you see. Hello, friends. This is Deglock, and this is Saturday. It's a show about emo and pop punk and post-hardcore here on BFF.fm. It's like I spend the hours of 8 to 10 every Saturday night. There's a new mixtape every Saturday night from 8 to 10. I'm not doing it live, as I guess I realize. Okay, so I realized I've recorded episodes last 2 weeks, but I realized there was a technical issue, so they may not have played over the air, and they're definitely not like available to listen to on either the podcast or on the website. So that's the thing. I'm going to upload those episodes in the correct format. But another thing, I realized that I did not have the mic set up correctly. I had it set up correctly, but I had the volume turned off because I didn't want to listen to myself talk. Because there's enough of a delay on it that it makes me feel like I'm going insane. It did not record my voice on the last two episodes. So I will upload those. There will be some gaps. You can imagine the things that I said. But there will be two more episodes. By the time you're listening to this, I will have that fixed and those up. So if you wanted three new episodes in a row, you're in luck. I'd imagine that a lot of us have the time to listen to that stuff. So anyways, this is Saturday. It's a mixtape that I make every week that airs from 8 to 10 on Saturday nights here on BFF.fm. It's cool. That was the first song for it. It was Dads with Shit Twins. I'm just going to keep rolling through with this song from 12 Hour Turn.
Take it in stride and don't let them ask anything when it hurts the most.
Yeah.
into Strictly Rich Hands, overworked businessman. She don't remember when she used to hold my hands after the roadland, after she closed the stands. Now it's supply and demand. It just comes down to the math. She's
hello again, friends. It's still Doug Locke, and it's still Saturday. We listened to 12 Hour Turn with How to Build Queen of Jeans with Take It All Away, an American analog set with She's Half. And this is Joshua.
I'm thinking about all the things I missed. You're going on. wanted to go outside, run wild and hide. You could see it all from the window, and that was fine. It's like I haven't said your name in a long time. I miss the way that you saw the world. From your birds to your eyes in working white. You're getting harder, 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 harder to find.
Hello, friends. It's Doug Locke, and this is still Saturday. We listened to Joshua with Lover's Quarrel, Sprainard with That's a Cake, and Perspective, A Lovely Hand to Hold with Thick as Thieves. Keep on rolling with this Charmer song.
Myself to lie, you're invulnerable all the time. never gonna go away. He's never gonna go away. He's never gonna go away.
So we sit and we wait for the curtains to fall, and there are words we could use, but you never say it all. But you do, you do, you do, you do, you do, you do. We met in the courtyard where no one would notice, two kids contemplating all high school had shown us. And I told you I loved you, and I knew you believed it, as I quieted my conscience, hoping you didn't see it. But I do, I do, I do. Makes you stronger, but the questions remain until you can't take it any longer. But I am still so young, but I didn't know I could be so dumb. And you're still so young, but now I know that you're so dumb.
I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
Hello again, friends. It's still Deadlock, and it's still Saturday. We listened to... Oh, dang. I listened to Charmer with VCR 666 from... it was a brand new Charmer record this week. I think it came out this week, Friday. So, yeah, that's pretty good. I'm excited about that. After that was Emery with Don't Bore Us, Skip to the Chorus. And Boy's Life with A Quarter's Worth. I'm going to keep going through with At the Price of the Union.
the sky is. I ought to go there on a rocket. It never comes down. Which way to be going now, Stella? This way? No, honey. This way.
It's Deadlock, and this is Saturday. It's a show about emo and pop punk and post-hardcore here on BFF.FM. It's like every Saturday from 8 to 10, there's a mixtape that I made at some point. It was live when I did it, but it's not always live when you hear it, especially right now. I'm not going to talk about it, but I'm in my bedroom doing this stuff now. For the foreseeable future, which, you know, is convenient, but I'd imagine the quality is not as good as normal, which is disappointing, but it's, you know, it is what it is. We live with it. We're getting through it. As long as we're all okay. Well, as long as we're all okay and we get through this, that's all that really matters in the end. What else is going on? BFF.FM is a community radio station here in San Francisco, California. As community radio, it only exists because of listeners like you. And right now, that's especially important if you're someone who's lucky enough that your work or cash flow hasn't been affected by the situation, and you are able to share. You should consider sharing with BFF.FM. A lot of that right now is going towards supporting DJs who are less fortunate in, you know, the way that this has affected them. So it's that's a thing to keep in mind. Go to bff.fm/donate. You can make a donation and it'll be cool. Also, if you did not know, I host a party the first Thursday of every month at normally at Pops over in the Mission. If you're listening to this now on what will be April 4th, Saturday, April 4th, we had the party this past Thursday. We did it live over Twitch. It was a lot of fun. There were a lot of people hanging out. Lots of good discussion in the chat. Some good requests. I had a lot of fun. It was really, really nice to get to do something like that, even though I was alone in my bedroom. It felt like I was doing something that brought me closer to the people and the community that make a lot of this life bearable. So it was a lot of fun. I really, really, if you're listening to this and you're logged in, it was really great. And I really appreciate you did that. If you missed it, I know up on my Twitch, I have a highlight of like, the first half. There's like a point in the, like toward nearish the end, like 90 minutes before we, wrapped it up, that like, my OBS disconnected. I'm sure a lot of that's just, you know, everybody's on their internet right now. But it's, so yeah, there's a highlight of the first like 2.5 hours up on my Twitch, twitch.tv/ringblue, WRINGBLUE. There's also a link to that in the link tree, linktree.ee/ringblue, WRINGBLUE. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You can see what that was like. I don't know if it was the thing that there was some discussion about the visualizer that I was using. It was a bunch of videos I found on YouTube, a mix of stock footage of things that are aesthetic for me in like my eyes of what, I don't know, emo was when I was growing up. What and still, which like that, like a very specific aesthetic that you can get with stock footage. And then some other weird other emo stuff from YouTube. It was, I was really into it. It was fun to, you know, have a video come up and try and tell a story with the song. I don't know. It was really interesting thing. It was really exciting. I had a lot of fun with it. I suspect that this will be the case again in May. That we'll be doing it that way again. But once things are back to normal, I might try and figure out. I might supplement the thing with maybe a regular stream like that. I've also talked about it a lot about doing like video game streaming on Twitch. So that's where I would do it also. I realized that might complicate things for people, but if I, you know, combine the two things that I want to do, maybe there will be some crossover and people who want one thing will get closer to the thing. People who just want one thing will help me get closer to, you know, maybe being able to make a little bit of money off that. If you go to the link tree, I also have like all my support links up there again, because I am someone who's losing a fair amount of money, because of everything going on. If you feel like you want to share, I have all that stuff up there at linktree.ee/ringblue. There's like a Patreon and Ko-fi, and I have my Venmo and Cash App also. You're by no means required, because I understand that we're all having a time right now. But if you're lucky enough and you're able to and want to help, that would be super cool. We're just going to keep going, though. I talked for a long time there. So we're going to just listen to some more songs. This is first song for side two. It's the Luka Dance.
The night is still a permanent stain. City soaks in silence, salt and dirty snow. Blue glove from the TV again. Curtains never open, faces never show. And every time the light is turned on, there's a light that's turned off somewhere. And every other moment it's lost, there's a perfect cost. Down the stairs again, pretend you're not.
record, that record I showed you he's been playing. Now burned over inside my head. And I remember you told me this was fucked around mid-June. And like that record, I'm a record, spin round and round. And like a needle, you're tearing me inside my bones. My soul, my clarity has gone to shit. So place me back up on your shelf. We'll be right back.
Hello again, friends. It's still Doug Locke, and it's still Saturday, a show about, you know, pop punk and post-hardcore here on BFF.FM. I listen to The Weaker Thans with Wellington's Wednesdays, American Beauty with Stage Fright, and No Knife with Brush Off. And this is kind of like Blindside.
I'm not afraid.
Hello again, friends. It's still Doug Locke. It's still Saturday. We listen to Cadillac Blindside, The Touch of Nostalgia, Republic of Freedom Fighters, with Calypso, Signagor Method, Penfold with Fate, Confidence and an Encounter, Envy with Marginalized Thread, and We Were Skeletons with the Ghost of Jean Glom. And we're gonna listen to a bunch more songs, and I'll come back and talk to you a little bit before we're done. So let's start off here with Poison the Well.
Go to quest one.
feet. Count the tiles upon the ceiling. Skip this pretense and cut straight to dying. Don't beg me to keep your eyes from crying. I can't take this. I won't die.
Go with me, I promise water is fine. I need something else to convince me
I won't die.
I walked out.
friends. This is Doug Locke, and this has been Saturday. It's a show about emo and pop punk and post-hardcore here on BFF.FM. It's like every Saturday from 8 to 10, there's a mixtape that I made. I really super appreciate you hanging out, and hopefully this continues to bring some sort of comfort in these weird times. And I'm going to keep doing my best to bring you things that, like, maybe, I don't know if they help anyone other than me, but, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, there are issues the last two episodes. I'm going to get those, if they're not up already by the time you hear this, they will be up shortly. I just, I'm an idiot. That's, there's really no getting around that at this point. So yeah, this is gonna be the end of the show. I will of course be back again next week. Yeah, I hope this week goes well. I hope, you know, it looks like, you know, we're gonna be doing this way for a minute. So I'm trying to make it the best version of the thing that it is that it can be. So I will talk to you again in a week. Be safe, be careful, take care of yourself, and do your best to maintain your own sanity. This is the last song. It's Isley. I will talk to you again very soon. Goodbye.